Okay. So we're picking up with a Gemara that we did previously on Daf Lamed Amud Beis in Masechas Bava Kama. But in general, we're going to be dealing with the issue for the next day or two of Halacha Ve'ein Morin Kain, and we'll see how it progresses if everyone is still interested by the time that we've finished this particular issue. Maybe we'll take it to the next level and discuss some of the related issues. But the Gemara says that in a situation where a person brings out his tevin and his kash to the Shusha Rabbi for the purpose of other people stepping on them and having the tevin and kash become mixed together with earth and manure so that he can then take that new substance, his enhanced tevin and kash, and use it for fertilizer. If he did that and someone got damaged because of it, someone tripped on it, someone fell on it, then he is subsequently chayiv for the nezek that he caused. Hamotzi tivna v'kash l'shus harabim l'zvolim v'huzak v'hen acher chayiv b'nizko. He, the owner, the baal, the one who brings these things out to the shus harabim, he's going to be chayiv for any nezek that he causes to another. All right. So who wants to pick up there? Daniel, would you like to read a little bit?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yes,
the kola kolim ben zachar.
Right, whoever, like me, whoever comes and acquires it, whoever comes and he acquires it.
Right, whoever comes along and takes it, find his keepers. Right, so that's the statement that we're going to have to try to understand. On the one hand, we're told whoever wants it can take it, and then we're told there's some connection here to Gezel. All right, we'll have to file that away for a moment or two.
Makes sense. Eventually.
Eventually it makes sense. Right now, it's a real head-scratcher. Yeah. What do you mean? Either you can take it or you can't take it. What are you telling me? I could take it, but there's an Isser of Gezel. All right? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer.
Anybody causes, anybody who obstructs or...
Good. I like how you said that.
What? Yeah?
If you do something that's unusual in the Rosh Hashanah, you do something to disturb the status quo in the Rosh Hashanah, right? You mess up the Rosh Hashanah, then what?
Anybody who comes, he can acquire it. And it's mutter from Gezel, or it's mutter.
There's no issue of Gezel. There's no question of Gezel. Good. So, one second. Right now we have Rav Shimon Gamliel's statement seems to be what?
Against what the...
At odds with the previous statement. Right?
With the Braisa.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's a Braisa. It's Archibald Sal's a Braisa.
Okay, go ahead.
Doesn't that literally mean because of Gezel?
Yes.
So this is a leeway interpretation.
No, there is no Mishum Gezel. That's a normal phraseology. I'm saying it's a term of art.
I feel like Gemara is so amazing because it's very easy to understand.
Yeah. There it is.
Haguvakasha. On this is the exact problem. This
very thing now that you're proposing is an issue.
That's what we have difficulty with.
Well, it's difficult. I mean, there's a problem. Forget about Mishum Gamliel versus the first Mandamra over here. You have some kind of problem. There's an inherent problem over here. Okay?
Amar Kola Kodem Ben Zachar. You said anybody who comes acquires it, and then you retract it, and you say, Vahadar, or you return it, retract it, or... You said afterwards.
What's that? Vahadar Kamar, and then it says Asur Mishum Gezel. First it says Kola Kodem Ben Zachar. And then, subsequent to that, it says what? That there's an Isser of Gezel. Well, one second. There's a problem with that. That's a stira.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara has to now try to explain it.
What's the word? This is really what the Gemara is trying to say.
Good.
Anybody who comes acquired can acquire its improvements. The Asur Mishum Gezel Gufan. But it's only Asur on the actual Guf. Meaning, if it was... If you come and acquire it when it's in the state of either kash or tevin,
right,
then it's also, but if it turns already into zevel, then you could acquire it.
Right. No, you could take the shevach. You could take the part that's been enhanced.
Right.
All right, good.
You going?
Yeah, you're doing great.
But also, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the main Maharan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Ben Gamliel comes to say, "Afilu gufa nami kol ben zocha," and even guf you can come and inquire.
So good. So the Gemara is explaining when it initially it says kol kol ben zocha, that means b'shachan asur mishum gazel. That's the guf. That's the we'll call the principle.
Right. If it's still in its actual state,
initial state, in the original state, that's when it's also mishum gazel. Alright, so what is the Mishum Galil's chiddush, if you will?
It's chiddush saying that no, even when it's in its guf state, you can still take it.
Good. Afilu gufa nami kol kol mizacha. You can even take the principle. You can even take that portion which has been unenhanced, unaltered. The original amount that was put out, that could be taken.
If the piece that was cut up was the
Isser, right?
It's now everything's
on
there. Right
there? Sure. The Ziri Vadai. Tanahi, Lorav Milayim Tanahi.
Good. What does that mean?
Same thing, like according to Ziri.
Yeah.
This is the Machlokas Tanaim or something. What they were arguing about.
Right.
This
Machlokas is really Machlokas Tanaim. Right. This Machlokas is really in line with the Machlokas Tanaim. But Rav Milayim Tanahi.
Does he hold that this is really in line with the?
Right. Is this really a product of Machlokas Tanaim? Amar loch
Rav. Rav would say the chuli on
Rav.
What did I say? Rav again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Don't say that the.
Okay. What would Rav say?
Rav would say the chuli on the Rav cannot so function shemacha. He would say according to everyone, the knas the guf. Because of the Shemach, meaning
everyone agrees.
So you can have the Shemach.
In other words, Rav would learn up this Machlokes from Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama to be based on the following. They both agree that what? Kansu Gufa Mishum Shvacha. He would say, they both agree that there's a Knas on the Shemach on the Guf because of the Shemach. It's true, really you're entitled to get the Shemach. But once because you're allowed to get the Shavach, that's ultimately what we're going to give you, we also let you take away the guf. They both agree on that. So what's the machlokas then, if that's the case?
Can you say that knas guf mishum again?
Yeah. In other words, when we let you take away the guf, why we let you take away the guf? Because of the Shavach. You're availing yourself of the Rishus HaRabim, so I'm going to let everyone take the Shavach. Right? Now, because I'm letting everyone take the Shavach, I'm going to knas you, and I'll let them take the guf as well.
So what is that real? There's like a real thought anymore in King Kamifligi.
Kamifligi, right? That's what they're arguing on. What are they arguing on? They're arguing about Halacha of Ein Morin Kain.
If something's taught, you can't change it, right?
The Itmar Rav, Hunamar Rav, Halacha of Ein Morin Kain. That this last point is in fact halacha ve'in morin kain, meaning it's the halacha that you knas the guf because of the shavach. Ein morin kain. I don't know why you say you can't change it. You can't. We don't paskin that way. We don't rule that way. We don't issue hora'ah that way. This is the halacha ve'in morin kain, but we don't issue hora'ah in line with this halacha. But Rav Ada Bar Ava says no halacha. The Morin Kain, this is in fact what you would instruct people if they asked you what to do. Not only is it the halacha, but it's the halacha that you would issue to those who asked what the halacha is.
The Morin Kain, you wouldn't.
Right, that's Rav's position. Rav's position is really, yes.
It's the halacha, but we do not Kansu psak Gufa in regards to
we don't pass in this way. Right. We don't issue psak in line with this halacha. Okay?
That makes sense.
Okay, good. So let's look at Rashi now. Rashi gives a little bit more context to this concept over here of Halacha Vein Morin Kain.
Want to read the Rashi? Because I don't really understand much of it.
You did great. I don't see any reason why you should
have any problem with Rashi. I tried the Rashi. I didn't understand a word you said.
I'll help you.
Sure. I mean, I shouldn't say a word. I just understand the majority of it.
Okay.
Okay, but Halacha Vein Morin Kain Fligi, right?
Good.
So, in regards to this being the halacha, but we don't psak like this, is the paskin. You can't do psak like this?
No.
No?
That's a noun. Psak is a noun, paskin is a verb.
Okay, then. But don't psak like this is the argument. Tanakama savar halacha de kansagufan v'ein morim kain.
Tanakama really holds of that. Right. According to Rav, the Tanakama agrees with this. Right?
Right. Why? What did Rav say before?
No, no, Rashi just explaining when Rav said everyone, Kuliyama, agrees with this.
How can you ever think
everyone agrees.
Sorry, I was reading.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
The Hachik Amar, over here it says, Alach Kola Kodim Hemzacha, Afila Gufan.
The Einmar Kain, the Hachik Amar, Halacha Kola Kodim Hemzacha, Afila Gufan, Diava, that is the Alacha. Right, halchikamar halacha, kol akonim mizacha afilu gufan diavad. As if they did it, if someone took it already. Then yes, then that's in line with the halacha. You follow?
I mean, I don't understand what you're trying to teach us.
Okay, something I said. The halacha is Rashi saying the halacha is diavad, meaning after the fact that if it was done,
right, it's mutter,
that
it's
gufan because of shvachan. Even the goof could be taken. Everything could be taken.
Okay, well, is he teaching us anything new over here, Rashi? Am I missing something from...
It's not a chiddush. Rashi's just explaining it. If you understood it without Rashi, then fine.
I'm a little more confused than Rashi.
No, so Rashi's just saying, what does it mean when Rav says, V'halacha v'ein morin kein kamifugi? So Tanakama savar halacha dekansu gufan v'ein morin kein. Tanakama, when Rav says everyone agrees, what does he mean? He means they both agree that in fact... We knas gufan mishum shvachan.
Right, where'd say the Amorin came afterwards?
The Amorin came. But yet, at the same time, we don't paskin that way.
That really. Hold on. So, really, we do knas the goof, but we don't paskin like that.
That's right. Now, if you ask me what the halacha is, technically, that's the halacha. But I'm not going to paskin that.
Give you an example? Like meaning if
this
I
is
come,
an example.
If I come along.
I could do it myself. I can do it myself. I'm not going to get up and give a shiur and say, this is what you're supposed to do.
I mean, you personally can go and take it.
Right, because that's
not
going to
say that everyone's allowed to take it.
That's right.
Oh.
If you took it, like if Simon took it...
Moreover, if you took it, it's right. Moreover, if you took it and then the owner comes to me and says, hey, this guy took my stuff, I'll say, yeah, he's allowed to take it. That's right. That's what Rashi says, diavad. When it's done already.
So you're not going to say that everyone can do this, though?
Hmm?
I'm not going to say that everyone can do this.
I'm not going to tell people that they could do this.
And that's what, oh.
You follow?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to read the rest?
Sure. V'yasi mireisha l'kaman lim luchi mirele yasir mishun gazo. So if you come in the beginning, Marisha, if you come first,
also
Marisha, if you come before you take it.
Come on, if you come, right, and come before me, and you'll ask me
Muchi.
To ask.
Oh, to ask. Is there like shoresh that word?
Hmm?
Is there shoresh to figure out that word? Or like, how did you look that up?
Sort of lechachila to say, hey, I was walking the other day, and I saw this guy put out his wheat. Want to know if I could take it. What would you tell him? No, you can't do that.
He's coming to seek advice.
Say again?
He's coming to see the common li muchi to seek counsel.
Right, to ask you what the psak is. Please.
But if he does it anyways, then it wouldn't be a problem.
That's right. If he did it, and then the owner wants to take him to Bez, then no, too bad, so sad. He has no right to do that. But if the person himself would come to ask first, no, then you tell him that he can't do that. Okay? Now, Rashi does not here explain why not. Rashi doesn't say why not, why it's Ein Morin Kein. But what we will see is that Rashi and a few other places in Shas where this term is used, Rashi has a certain approach, and there's no reason to assume that Rashi's approach here should be drastically different than those other places. Yes. You had a question?
It seems like I have a question.
You about to ask a question, weren't you?
I'm just like, do we see this anywhere, like, in regards to anything else in halacha? Like, in general, about a lot of things?
We're going to see about four cases here.
I'm saying, like, we say that. So when you say something's awesome, you're saying it's forbidden. You can't, right. You can't do this. We're saying, but if you do it, it's one thing.
That's right, because we're not really saying that it's awesome. I mean, we are saying it's awesome when someone asks. But it's not really awesome.
But he still does it, though.
Because it's not
really for anything?
No. Oh, after he didn't listen to you, mean?
I go to the Pesach.
And then I tell you not to do it. Oh, yeah, that could be then you're in violation of Los Sasser, maybe.
Oh, but he's still
in violation of Pesach.
So I wrote this, I wrote. If he does it, he gets mutter.
There's a difference what you wrote, I'm telling you. See, Daniel Simon is now asking, what happens? We have basically two scenarios here. One scenario is this person takes the Kashan Tevin without asking. And then there's a question as to whether or not he did the right thing. And the answer in that case is he acted within the bounds of halacha. But if he was to come to me first and ask me, what should I do? I would have to tell him, no, you can't do that. So Daniel's asking, well, let's say he did ask me, and then he disregarded what I told him. What exactly is his status?
Right?
So I'd say in that case, his status is at the very least someone who violates Lo Sasser in violation of going against the Pesach of the Chachamim. Yeah, in violation of
you can go on a crazy, I don't know what the word is, in with this,
binge?
In regards to a binge.
Take all the Tevin?
No.
Cases? No, because we don't have the right to say this on our own.
Rabbi says this thing's also, but there's 40 other Rabbis.
No. These things are fixed.
These are fixed. There's no like eight different opinions on this.
Right, there's the Gemara. The Gemara speaking. The Gemara saying this is really the halacha, but we don't pass this way.
In regards to the opposite, like you know, one person holds.
If you have a Rebbe that passes one way and someone else passes another way, yeah, you have a right to follow the Pesach of your Rebbe, of course.
You have a right. You probably have to.
Yeah, but that doesn't, even though the other person would say
around it, are you? Meaning,
now you ask a question about Pesach.
I'm saying yeah. Basically, I mean, this is like a
person can't just go pick a sheet and say, well, someone says it's mutter, so therefore what I'm doing is not wrong.
Right, but if they happen
to do it, on one level,
if they happen to do it.
So, okay, you have what to rely on. Maybe you could say, maybe you don't have to bring a carbon, maybe you don't have to fast, but you're not philosophically on a high level. If
maybe
you're
call
doing
him
that.
Is he a Russian?
Depends. Depends how he got there.
What if he was drunk when he did it?
Oh, here goes.
Gemara says that if a person will take all of the chumras of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, so he's called a fool.
I just heard this.
But I mentioned it a couple weeks ago.
So
if he takes all the kulas of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, he's called a Russian.
No. Where did you give it? When did you give this year?
It was right before Yom Tov. Remember, he was asking me, why don't we find?
Oh, that was a whole crazy. Yeah.
So I think this really relates to that discussion as well. In any event, let's try to deal with this in a more methodical way instead of the buckshot approach. We'll deal with the cases that the Gemara presents as halacha vein morin ken, and we'll see how, in fact, this may relate to other cases. Okay. So right now, all we know from this Gemara in Bava Kamma is about this one case, the one case that we're told here that. Person could bring out his kash and tevin. Someone else technically could take it. However, that's halacha vein morin ken. So Rashi just explains the scenario, but doesn't really explain why not. The one that does explain why not is the Me'iri. Let's take a look at the Me'iri.
So, I mean, this in this regards here, the halach is as usher.
No, the halach is as mutter.
Just you have to tell them that it's usher.
Right.
Okay.
And the clash between real halacha and between the possibility of Rashabim going.
That's right.
So the halacha is that's mutter, but don't sock in regards to that.
We don't pask that way.
Don't pask in Thomas also.
Right.
But we do not issue a psak.
That's right.
Similar to cooking our basar v'chalav on a hot spring.
Cooking Mosbach on a hot spring, we're talking
about.
So now we're looking at the Beis HaBachir, that is the commentary of the Me'iri on the Gemara in Bava Kamma.
So, as we already explained, anybody who comes acquires it, and even Bidish Mayim it's not. But if a person comes to ask,
good,
we don't say it's allowed. Good. In Bahadi, explicitly. In public?
the hedja. We don't expressly. We don't expressly say it's mutter. No, it's good. You're good. You said it right.
Bnei tikkun olam because of the way it's fixed for the rest of the world.
No, what does that mean? Tikkun olam. Tikkun olam is a very popular term in certain circles.
Come to fix the world.
You know, like the conservative movement, the reform movement. They have a lot of these programs, and they always talk about tikkun olam. Yeah, they're very into the environment and the, you know, the social justice, taking on sort of, yeah, it's sort of an abused term, but that's the term that they use. Over here, it's meant as a safeguard to society. Meaning, Meir is saying the reason why you don't tell people this is mutter is because we're afraid that if it's carried out,
nobody's going to have anything.
It's just going to lead to a lot of problems. Maybe. Down the line, there'll be a further breakdown. Maybe people will do something that's inappropriate. Here, it's true, it's mutter, but you don't want to give people license to start taking things from other people when it could lead to negative results, negative consequences.
And now this is interesting.
But v'imikfar hisu b'nei rishos harabim.
Why would they give him rishos? That's my question.
B'elu v'lo ratzu l'salik morin kein l'cholana.
Why they shouldn't be by helpful? You said they can't. They can't.
So what does that mean? What does that last part mean?
If you already got permission beforehand, what's a psalm remove, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want to remove that psalm.
No, it's a psalm. Like, they don't want to remove the tevin and kash. You think it means? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the Hasra over here, Hisu means they made it mutter, or Hisu b'nei rishos harabim be'elu.
Oh, I got it.
Not sure if it means you warn them.
You warn the actual owners of the kosher tevin.
Right.
And if they don't remove it, we say that anybody is allowed to take it. It's
right.
A free for all.
I think that may be what he means.
So until the owners are warned officially, then you can only go for the Shavach.
It could be they started complaining. They said, listen, it's dangerous, very slippery here, and they didn't want to take it away. They left it anyway. They gave him a house. They said, listen, it's dangerous. You left all your stuff out here. If you don't move it, someone's going to take it. And they said, all right, they don't want to take it. Then you could let everyone take it. I think that would
be whether or not it's Shavach or not, they can take it.
Yeah,
I believe that's what he means.
Until you've given them...
If that's what he means, if it's the Hasra. But again, even technically this is not required. I mean, you're just saying that even given the restriction of Halacha Ve'im Morin Kein, in this one case, then you can go ahead and actually be Mora that way. You could Paskin that way
once
in public. If that's what he means, yeah.
Incidentally, he says that B'yidei Shemayim.
Im Hissu B'nei Rishos HaRabim Be'ilu. Again, I don't know, 100%. What it means.
So the first thing, what was saying that it's mutter, it's like Rashi, perhaps?
Right, I mean, like, mutter, yeah, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's 100% mutter.
The same thing then? Because aren't they used in different ways sometimes? Like something could be mutter or the person.
Well, sometimes there's a concept of bidei adam, bidei shemayim. Yeah. Over here, he's saying technically, what I think he means is technically this is mutter. As far as halacha is concerned, this is really mutter.
According to the this is. Including the first sentence about the V'yadei Shemayim that he's...
Afo pisha b'yarn shekol ha-kodem zocha v'sha'af b'dinei Shemayim mutter. Right?
So, that it's mutter...
Like, sometimes you have the reverse case of what you're talking about. Sometimes you have a case where, as far as Bezdin's concerned, they can't do anything about it on technical grounds, but still b'dei Shemayim, maybe a person still has to make amends. So here we're saying, no, this is mutter. B'dinei Shemayim, it's mutter. Really, B'dinei Adam, it's mutter. No one's going to say that it's aser, technically.
Okay.
Right? You're not doing anything that's philosophically wrong. B'dinei Shemayim, no one's going to say anything bad about this from a technical standpoint.
Yeah.
But with all that, still, ain morin kein, if you ask. Why? Because of tikkun olam. Okay?
Yep.
So the Meir gives a little bit of an explanation as to what the reason for ain morin kein is. And what I think we'll see is that Rashi may have a slightly different reason over here, or may really be saying a similar thing. Tikkun olam, again, is sort of an open-ended term. We don't know exactly what the Meiri means. What's going to happen? Sounds like some type of abuse is going to occur, or simply just not good for interpersonal relationships when you allow people to take other people's things. Now, if I had to explain it more narrowly, that's the way I would explain the Meir. But the Meir is saying, Tikkun Olam is just bad for the business of society if we allow some people to take other people's things and then they're supposed to continue to get along together. Right? How's that going to work? Guy knows, you took my stuff and you never paid me for it, and you say, yeah, that's true, I took it, what are you going to do about it? That's not very good for business, for the business of society.
Cause unnecessary friction.
Right, exactly. That's what I believe he means by Tikkun Olam. Now we'll see that Rashi, in general, has a slightly different concern about Ein Maror King. Let's see that. Let's go a little bit further. We'll skip the tour for now. Let's take a look at the Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos, again, should be something familiar to many of you.
Did we learn it recently?
We discussed it over the years. I don't know, maybe in the Halachas year. I don't know if you were there when we did that.
I don't think so.
No? Okay. You were around when we did film? When did we do Tefillin? When was that? Last year? Hilchos Tefillin. Yeah, it must have been last year.
Yeah.
Must have been before the summer last year. So it was maybe the second half of last year.
Did it whole?
Did it for a while. Did it for a while.
The Gemara Sogiel? Or in Hilchos Shir?
No, not in Hilchos Shir.
2 months before?
No, much longer than that.
You did an entire, really, every day was just about Tefillin?
Why are you saying it like that?
I forget.
You might have freaked out, but you weren't there. So
we did go over to Philly for a while.
Right. Okay. So let's continue.
All right. Amar Ravino, Hava Yisivna.
Yisivna.
Kami Dr. Ashi Vechoshech Vin Yachat Philin.
The what?
Vechoshech.
What happened? B'chashach, it got dark out, it became night approached.
B'chashach, v'hyaniach tefillin, right? So he was in the presence of Ashi,
right.
And it got dark, and he pronounced tefillin. V'amilei, Rashi said him. B'sharman ka bai...
No, I think Ravina asked him. Ravina saying this, I asked him.
B'sharman ka bai l'humar?
Right. B'sharman ka bai l'humar? Are you putting on your tefillin now because you need to protect them? You know, you don't have any place to keep them, so you're putting on your tefillin now?
No, Ravina was putting on his tefillin, right?
Amar Ravina, Hava Yasivna Kami de Rav Ashi v'chashach. V'hini yav tefillin. He was getting dark and he put on his tefillin.
Who did, Rav Ashi?
No, yes, Rav Ashi.
Right, so Ravina asked him.
Amri Leh, and I said to him, L'shaman kabbai l'humar? Are you putting on your tefillin because you're concerned about their safety? You don't have a place to keep them?
Is that possible?
What do you mean, is that possible? Yeah, a person could be traveling or he simply just doesn't have a place to put down his tefillin safely, so he'll wear them. And that way he could protect them.
Right.
Meaning you're not doing it for the sake of tefillin per se.
Right.
For the mitzvah of tefillin, I should say.
You're
doing
safety.
It for the protection of the tefillin. You're not relating to the tefillin as a chas v'shalom mitzvah right now.
Maybe you're just putting it on so they don't...
Keep them safe. There's a davar shebe kedusha, a tashmish kedusha, and you want to keep it proper.
I'm just practically speaking, how that happened. Now.
I don't know. Like, someone took away Yitzvon Zekel. I don't know.
Zekel.
Yitzvon bag. You don't have
Zekel Yiddish?
Yeah.
Zekel means bag.
Go ahead.
I remember it. Okay.
The Zach. S-A-C-H-E.
Zach. V'amarli. Ein.
In.
You're right.
Yeah, he says that's why I'm doing it. Yeah, sure.
Oh, he's being sarcastic.
Well, not so much sarcastic, but from his response, what did Ravina see?
Even because you say Lidat said the lava shaman who
the lava shaman who boy.
It wasn't really the lava.
Right. I saw from what he was saying and from what he was doing, that really wasn't the real reason why he was putting on tefillin now. Elamai. Why was he putting on tefillin? Because he held that you could wear tefillin into the night. So why didn't he just say that? Oh, Kasavar Halachim Ein Maror King. He must have held that really, yeah, the halacha is that you can wear your tefillin into the night, but what? You just can't tell people that. So here, Rashi, we have the first opening into understanding Shitas Rashi with regard to Halachim Ein Maror King. What does Rashi say is the motivation for saying Ein Maror King? Daniel?
You say it again? Just write down notes.
Just read Rashi, basically, is what I'm saying.
Oh, you want me to read the next? Oh. I was just trying to cop.
We don't want a person putting on tefillin into the night, because what's going to happen after?
Chem or chem? Like a 2 dot or a 3 dot guy?
I think it's a tzeira, yeah. Yishka chem. He will forget them.
It's a 3 dot guy?
No, that's a 2 dot guy.
Yishka chem. Not chem.
It's a
tzeira all of eight. Yishka chem. Yishan bohem. Right, maybe. Why don't we tell this? Because maybe he's going to forget and he'll sleep with
him. Right, in general, if we allow a person to wear tefillin past nighttime, so once it's nighttime ready, what happens at nighttime? People start to go to sleep.
Are we saying that even really? I mean, Hakamai said maybe you could wear tefillin past nighttime, but we're just wearing
them. Well, we'll see in a minute. That in fact is the halacha, yes.
Well, actually, I don't know. How do we know it's the halacha? I don't know. There's no halacha on my side, so you just have to know all your 80 million different shittos and hopefully put it together.
What does that mean?
Is that how it works?
Why are you saying that? The Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying halacha in Moran Kane. What do you mean 80 different shittos and just put it together?
You said real.
It's not really left open to interpretation, if that's what you mean.
Oh, this one's not.
It doesn't seem that way.
Cool.
Sounds a little bitter, by the way.
What?
You sound a little bitter. So what does Rashi say?
That's a little intense.
Yeah. Shema Yishkachim v'yishen v'ham. What's going to happen?
It was a little.
You'll wear them into the nighttime.
Right.
Which is technically mutter, but you might forget that you're wearing them. And what will you do? You go to sleep while you're wearing tefillin. Can't have that. So therefore, what do? We tell people, no, you can't wear them. But that's why he, Ravina, said, that's why I'm wearing them, for the reason of Shmira, the purpose of Shmira. He didn't want to tell him that, you're allowed to wear tefillin now. What's
right,
wrong
because
with
all of awesome, like when we're telling him, he's going to, sit on the couch, fall asleep.
Right,
and
exactly. Yeah. So Rashi's worried about a Shema. Shema, maybe something will happen, something will go awry if we paskin this way. So what about what might result?
That's a good reason.
Okay?
Hopefully so.
Okay, let's go weiter.
Let's
take a look at the way the Rambam brings this down.
Right?
So he's wearing his tefillin. Then what happened?
Put on right before Shkia, but then it gets dark.
Got dark.
And he saw his tefillin on.
Hmm?
He saw his tefillin.
Don't wear his tefillin.
Even if they're on him the entire night, it's mutter.
That's right.
We don't tell everyone this.
We don't share this with the masses. Now, just again, I want to highlight, what does Rambam say? See, the Gemara used the lashon halacha ve'ein morin came. The Rambam seemingly is adding a word over here that's important, or significant.
Davar.
The rabbim. The rabbim says you can't paskin this way, we don't paskin this way for the rabbim. But that leaves open perhaps the possibility that I could share this with the yachid. Now, let's say a Talmud comes and he asks me a question. Am I allowed to tell him this? Well, from the rabbim, it's mashma, I mean, yes.
That's cool.
Right?
Is that how you hold it? And now you're going to say it.
Okay. You see that, Yana?
Yeah. Is that how you hold it?
Daniel?
I see, yeah.
Okay.
Is that how you're holding?
What do you mean?
That you are...
I'm saying from the realm of its mashma, you could tell Yechidim right now. You could tell Yechidim.
Is that how one key holds?
That what?
That
this is not halacha. I mean, this is not, I'm trying to tell you. This is not subject to dispute.
The Rambam does this.
The Shacharach passes this way.
Oh.
In terms of the tefillin?
I think that's what he's asking.
What I mean about everything.
I don't know what you're asking.
Right, he's asking, is this in general to certain different other halachas, and maybe it's okay for Yachid?
Exactly. About X, Y, Z.
Right.
You ask me, are there things that the Rashi would tell people privately but wouldn't get up in front of the whole yeshiva and say? Of course.
But
I tried to show you the other day
that's
an approach of postgame in general.
Right.
I showed you choosing Rav Moshe like that.
That's the question.
So let's like try to, like I said,
hair,
let's...
Is a hair one of them? That's how like one where it is. If it'd be chiris, I'm saying.
Do you say hair?
What do you mean, chiris?
Where you... The woman,
so you tell everyone, you tell, again, he's using Melamnas HaKol.
Yanichu
tefillin aleihem b'layla. She's not put on tefillin in the evening or at night. Ella, yechal tzio son, they should take him off. They should take them off, meaning people should take off their tefillin. Keep going, you're
doing great.
Right. So the Rambam says, listen, people ask you, can they keep their tefillin on? You should tell them, no, you should take off your tefillin. If, in fact, a person left on his tefillin, that's actually mutter, just halacha vein morin came. But let's say a person would actually put on his tefillin once it became night, that you can't do. Put on tefillin for the first time once it's nighttime, that you can't do.
Severe transgression.
Right? Yes, that would be a violation. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's just read the Shulchan Aruch.
Also, the tefillin b'layla. Marzen off. There's a lot of stuff going on in this guy. Got a lot of different. There's an alf before the shema, or is that just disregard?
Those little letters refer to different meforshim that are not featured here. Like you have no say kalem, I should say.
You can't really get,
like the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham.
You can't get rid of those guys when they put this on the.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Well, edit
I thought it was like that.
No, that's the way it appears. I just didn't take the time to edit it all out. I apologize.
No, I wasn't trying to take any personal shots.
It's okay. I didn't take it out.
Also, in that film, Leila, Shem Yishkachin, V'yisham him, V'yisham him, Es Hanicham. V'yisham him. So, also in that film, Leila, it's also put on at night.
Right. Shem Yishkachin.
Forget, and you sleep with him.
V'yisham him, right? So we saw that.
Im Hinicham, Kodem, Shetishkachim, if you put him on.
Before Shkia.
Before Shkia, it's time to get dark.
Right.
Feel him all up, Kola, the motor, V'yim Orenkin. It's mutter, but we don't
right.
Teach it like
you this. Got, if the guy wants to leave them on, that's technically mutter, just we don't advertise that. I feel like I'm calling
Lila
mutter.
Generally, you can only have someone on, though, if you're doing something. I mean, if I'm doing my taxes, I can't.
No, you can bring your phone, man. You can't bring your phone while you're doing something that's specifically inappropriate, but there's nothing wrong with doing mundane things with phone, technically.
What would be anything doing inappropriate? It's us, no?
Yeah.
So I can.
Can't bring your phone to the bathroom.
Oh, I'd wear for eating.
Technically.
Do people do that?
Yeah, there are some people that do that. Not people that we deal with on a daily basis.
I know guys that say I'm in yeshiva. I'm pretty sure everyone thinks that's tefillin.
What do you mean? Who do you know that wears tefillin all day?
In my yeshiva, they pound tefillin.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Like, a bunch of guys. I mean, Rabino puts back on Kamin Fon.
Right.
I think he wears it when he learns.
So that's a subtle thing. Some do that. You go into the Rova, there are people working in stores there wearing tefillin.
Oh, really?
Look at all the Zulman's guys.
Whether it's a Dover Shishu.
Oh. They're walking in the street.
Where?
In the old city.
Is that a Groth thing?
It's a Groth thing, yeah.
To wear your tefillin? In America, we just don't know how to do that.
So you see, only Yechidim do that.
I can go to Queens College. Oh, no, because there are priests there, so I wouldn't be able to maybe
tell. Well, again, you're going to get into questions of what's inappropriate, what's not inappropriate. But the standard things that you do don't necessarily need
that's
to.
Great. That's cool.
Alright.
Taking
ditches, but also
the
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Im lochal,
Let's say like it's another possibility. You didn't take off your tefillin simply because you needed a place to protect them.
Yeah, but why would you think this might not be? Why would you think this might be a problem? We already said that if you put it on before shkia. I mean, why does that have to bring this example? We already know that if you put it on before shkia into the night. Technically speaking, it's mutter. So why even bring this example?
If I don't use the mechanism of
fiddle,
so...
Sorry?
We already stated that if you wear your tefillin before shkia and you wear it into the night, it's mutter.
Yeah.
Technically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So why bring this example at all? We don't need this example. I already know this.
No, because now it's... If you didn't take them off, because this is even more in Cain.
Oh.
This you could tell a guy in Motul Chachilo.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, guy says, listen, I don't have any place to put my phone. You tell him, okay, that's okay. Okay? Okay, so maybe we'll do is we'll stop here for today, and tomorrow we'll go through the two other cases. Gemara and Shabbos. Three other cases, Gemara Shabbos, Gemara Avodah Zarah, and Gemara Beitzah, and we'll try to see Rashi's general mahalach here. And then, once we have that, we could try to explain this machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz with regard to one particular case, really the case of the Gemara and Beitzah.
It's great, bro. It's a good choice of.
Okay, good.
Apropos of our recent
discussion.
Okay, also I just wanted to mention, you asked me before about Rav Moshe in the 8 minutes, so if you look at the tshuva...
Can you just back up just with 8 minutes?
So Rav Moshe has a shita that's expressed in Archayim Dalin, Samach Beis, where he goes through his whole cheshbon of Bein HaShmashos. So he has a couple of situations in which he says that a person can take advantage of additional time after Shkia. Oh. Meaning, according to Rav Moshe, Shkia doesn't necessarily herald the beginning of Bein HaShmashos in all cases. He says in some cases you have an additional amount of time. How much time is there? So in some places they say 7, 8, or 9 minutes. In other places it says, I think, 5 or 6 minutes. But generally speaking, I think it's eight minutes. So 8 minutes after Shkia, he says you can still do things that are subject to Shkia. But I don't believe that extends to doing malacha after, because there you're talking about a potential Issa d'oraisa. So I'm just looking at the example that he gives here.
Shashuris, for example.
Right. Let's say you didn't start Shashuris yet, or things like that, but where there's an actual Issa, potential Issa d'oraisa, I don't know.
You left the light on in your house, and what you didn't want to be on. That'd be a problem, shutting off.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he'd be make on doing malacha at that point.
So what else could it apply to besides Shashuris?
So he has one case here, Hefsik Tahara. A woman didn't do a certain bedika that she had to do. Right? And she was only able to do it a few minutes after Shkia. She says you could still be make up to
it.
There's nothing to do with Shabbos. There's just a stamina issue.
Oh, day wise.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But I don't know. 1 second. Now, how about Sfiras HaOmer? That's another case we have, let's say. Sfiras HaOmer. What would be the earliest you can count, or with the latest you can count the previous day?
Yeah. Oh, you can maybe go up to 8. Not with the bracha though, right? Once you miss it that night, you get the next day.
Right, right.
You're still in the game though.
Well, that's the question. How long can you still count to stay in the game?
So in general though, if you miss it.
If you miss it for 24 hours, then you
if I miss it till 4 o'clock the next day, let's say.
You didn't count last night, and then you remember before the Shkia.
This morning.
Yeah, then you count without a bracha.
And then the next day I count a bracha.
That's right? Correct, okay. Yes.
So far, so good, though. You get those texts, by the way?
I get a email.
How do you set that up?
From my Zman.
Oh, you pay for that, right?
No. I think the text you pay for.
Yeah. Really?
Although I set myself up, and they haven't sent me a single email.
If you go to my Zman?
Yeah, I did that.
Then you probably didn't do it properly.
Could be.
And I get them every day, I'm just telling you.
So what about a Miral
Unless you think it's personal. I don't know.
No, what about...
Miral Akam is mutter even longer. Miral Akam is mutter into Bein HaShmashos. That everyone agrees with.
You mean until true nightfall?
Yeah.
They cook for you till...
I didn't say cook, I don't know what that means, but that's another problem. I mean, cooking is Bishul Akam.
What am I thinking of then? I mean, that's not thinking of Bishul, so
no, Miral Akam means to do Malacha for you on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. You can shut this off, turn this on, do that.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Subscribe to Sphere Alerts.
Okay, and davening, mincha davening.
You right, mincha. Exactly.
Skip demo. I don't need demo, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if you would say that by... You should suggest that person look into it further. I didn't get the impression that you could use shower. That as a kula for malacha.
Well, thinking a shower, is that malacha per se?
No, you're doing the shower already going.
The hot water is already going and everything. Now you're just shutting it off.
But he's like meaning like all out.
It's not that you're turning on the water. Maybe that's another issue.
Well, I mean, there could still be. It depends, you know. It could still be an issue of Bishul. Right, not cooking this water because this water that you're opening up is already hot. But yeah. Now you're letting new cold water. You're forcing new cold water to come in.
And the basement
is being reheated.
Invalid email and password? How is that possible?
In general, I don't know if the Rosh Yeshiva is a big fan of this cooler either.
The 8-minute cooler?
Yeah, I don't know. Like Tachna. How long after the Shkia can you say Tachna? I think that's Tachna. Yeah, like Minchot by Tachna. I think that look at the Mishnah Berurah, after Shkia you can't say Tachna anymore.
Is that
the emotional is you could say Tachna for another 8 minutes.
Meaning this determines when a Tzibor should say that.
Forget about Tzibor. Let's say guys down in Yechidus.
Yeah.
And he downs right before the Shkia. So according to Ramosha, you could still say Tachton up to 8 minutes before the Shkia, after the Shkia.
Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah seems to say no, once Shkia comes, that's it.
Meaning that he went just to finish the Mida, but now he'll miss Tachton.
That's right.
Are you a registered member of Maizmanim?
I guess, maybe I'm a registered member.
So I have to do that now also. Okay.
So, And then what does one guy do? He just says Elena. Elena, you can say it anytime. The tachlon is fixed to the...
Because it's really part of the Shemona Esrei. It's like a continuation of Shemona Esrei.
Oh, interesting. Really?
Extension.
How's your break?
Nice.
Do you anything nice?
I took my kids to the zoo one day. I took my kids to the Children's Museum one day.
Nice. Find a ball?
No. Took my kids to see some reptiles.
Oh, reptiles. That's awesome. Snakes. And other reptiles.
Yeah, they had a boa constrictor and some baby crocodiles, baby alligators, I mean.
In a local house?
Yeah, not far. No, they have like a nature preserve not far from here. If you're into that, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
It's intense.
Like, that's not the end of it.
Well, I mean, one time a friend pointed out on the subway someone who came outside with a very nice headscarf that looked very much like a snake. And looking more closely, realized
actually wearing a snake on it.
Can I call myself Rev Daniel Simon?
That's what really was. Nice. What do you mean? They gave you us for a title?
Yeah, it's a title. I'm feeling Rev.
That's one of them?
Yeah, I'm feeling Rev.
Are you joking?
I promise.
What are the other options?
You know, from over here.
Mister?
Mister, Rabbi.
Rev. That's funny.
Yep. Mrs., Ms., Other. What's it called? Rev. Rev Daniel Simon. And they have Shlita also.
Of Daniel Simon.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so let's say a guy didn't say Sfira last night. According to Moshe, you can continue counting Sfira without a bracha up until 8 minutes after the Shkia. Let me see if I could find that in this Jew. I think he has that.
I don't get it. Moshe was not happy with that stuff, whatever Moshe, but he holds a lot of other things. Has that worked?
It's cool. I never heard him say that. I just know that.
Has he even an address? Are you serious? Everybody know the.
This is 11691.
Can I make up an address?
737 Elvira.
What is this one?
737 Elvira.
737
Elvira. How do you spell Elvira?
E L V I R A.
Alright, it's E L.
Sorry.
E L.
Not supposed to answer questions.
That's quite alright.
Elvira. Kind of question. Avenue? Oh, it's road? What is it? Road?
I think it's Avenue. Ninth Avenue?
It's only halachic questions.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Elvira Avenue. So only halachic stuff.
I think
so. Was it Frogway?
Frogway, New York, 11691.
New York. What was it? 1-1?
Schweigen? Silence.
Schweigen?
No, Schweigen means to say.
No, when he's doing what?
Oh, right. To speak, right?
Schweigen. Name of your congregation, organization and congregation. I'm a rabbi at this congregation. I'm a gabbai. I'm doing gabbai. What's the zip code?
11691.
11691.
This guy, he's out of control, right?
Which guy?
You.
Yeah, we're all out of control. We've always been out of control.
So what's happening tomorrow, by the way?
Tomorrow? What do you mean? Who's tomorrow? Which tomorrow?
This address is for...
I mean, the sun will rise tomorrow. That's one thing that's happening tomorrow.
That was so great. What's the congregation? Yeshiva.
By the way, you know there's another dispute for against Christianity. The Jews realize the sun rises every day, but the Christians think that the sun rose 2,000 years ago.
Cute.
This I think this is like a crazy thing.
That was about 6 feet deep.
This guy's seriously off his rocker.
You got it, you're seeing
him. Yeah, I can't find him too where he mentions Sirius. He mentions Ner Chanukah. There's a lot of Ner Chanukah in here.
Oh, you want to hear another Jesus story?
Just give me 1 second. Let's see if I can find him there. Sirius only has Mila on Shabbos. How about that? Mikomakal inyan lomul b'shabbos. Ulay mishum chumer d'shabbos yesh lach b'shal lo lomul b'shabbos.
What's that?
But he says, I wrote some Lismelcha alza af b'Shabbos ain limchos b'yana.
Even on Shabbos, you do not.
No, that's just, let's say you're working it out that, let's say, baby's born.
You have 8 minutes.
Yeah, and it's born 8 minutes after the Shkia on
Friday.
Which would mean
normally that you'd have to do the bris on Shabbos.
Because why? 8 days later.
Yep.
Right.
Now you have.
But now he's saying, if you want to do that, he's saying there's room to say you could do that.
On Friday.
No, right. To say it was Friday, still Friday.
Yeah.
In which case the bris will be on Shabbos.
Oh.
It was Friday night, 8 minutes after the Shkia, 5 minutes after the Shkia.
Yeah. There's room to still say.
He says you don't have right. You don't have to make a macha, but he says maybe you shouldn't do that.
Because yeah.
He says maybe you shouldn't do that.
Thank you.
Is ending a fast.
I don't think so.
There's a Maizman disclaimer. This is like.
It's intense.
This is. I don't know what's
going
on.
Why are you so upset though?
Because it's like a crazy thing going on over here. Does that seem upset?
You seem a little worked up.
I think it's getting worked up pretty easily.
Is that what it is?
I think it's what it comes down to. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to say. I'm not saying definitively, I'm just saying I don't know. Let me look into it a little bit more. Yeah. That Moshe's cooler about that. I don't know.
How do we know that Jesus wasn't able to walk on water? You know, because he was supposed to be walked on water after he died as well.
Yeah, sure, it's famous.
Because he had holes in his feet.
Is that really through his feet?
Yeah, through his feet and through his hands. That's how they crucified him. And it wasn't just Jesus who that happened to us, I think. You know, it's a common thing.
Holy
right.
Smokes.
They put, I think they put down your address during the revolt or something.
Please read it to complete your registration.
And you know what the really sad part was? People, they died from exposure.
Yeah.
That was the real
no, they said like their lungs also would
something like that.
Eat longer or something.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah. That's why they would break your legs first.
How do you go back to the original page, by the way?
Like you couldn't support yourself.
Oh, interesting.
That was also part of it. I don't remember exactly what that did. Oh my gosh, we've been recording the whole time.
Are you serious?